If you want to save money on your trading card purchases, we have a promo link over at 50cards.shop. Enter the promo code at night to get 5% off your order. Hey everybody, welcome to Nexus at Night, your weekly Vanguard podcast. And by weekly, we mean, I guess, every other week, because that's happened twice now. Anyway, I'm Atlas.
I'm Matt.
I'm Root Beer.
And today we got some not really crazy amount of news, but some interesting things to talk about. And then one of three ideas that we'll just see how it feels. So, you know, getting behind the scenes, right? Jazz hands.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. So starting off first, Alden, the grade three that's
pot of greed for Bastion.
Pot of greed on legs for Bastion. Has a new form, which I think is kind of neat. Why is this not showing up? Go away thing. There we go. That took forever to show up. All right. So who wants to read this thing?
I guess I'll do it since I'm probably playing Bastion again as soon as I find all my cards. Okay, so sword that connects heaven and earth, Alden. So counterblast, soul blast on Vanguard only. Choose a grade three from your hand, call it to rearguard circle. If you call, draw two. And then on attack, if you have three or more rearguards with different grades, soul blast one. Return a rearguard to your hand, then choose up to two cards from your hand with the sum of their grades being less than or equal to the original grade of the returned unit, and call them to separate rearguard circles in the same column.
So, neat. Uh-huh. It's both skills are the inverse cost of the original Alden, right? Because it was the other one was Counterblast 2, Soul Blast 1. This ends up being Counterblast 1, Soul Blast 2.
Yes.
But neato.
The first effect is basically still the same, right? Like you call something from your hand and then... Mm-hmm. Or you call literally a grade 3 and then draw 2. So it's the same skill, just cheaper.
Right. Look, and I got a mouthful of taco here. Cover me.
And the second skill, you bounce the grade three and call two things. Is the idea. Mm-hmm.
Seems like it, yeah.
Or I guess you can call a different grade three.
Yeah.
You can do like a two and a one as well.
Or just two grade ones if you bounce a grade two.
Yeah.
But you also have to have all three grades.
Yeah, that's weird, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wonder how often that one happens.
I'm almost done. Sorry, keep going.
Damn it, Atlas. I'm also eating dinner.
Okay, I'm done. All right.
At the same time.
It's 7 p.m. What do you want from me?
Fair enough.
Anyway, so this gives you a consistent fourth attack every turn. And it's nice that it's less than or equal to, so you're not forced to... I bounced a three. I must now call either the same three or a two and a one or whatever the thing is. So,
can just call back the same three, which is nice.
That is true. That is very true. So it's never going to not work until Vanguard gets some kind of hand trap or something that's like, when they bounce something, make them discard. Like, that's not going to happen.
Well, even then, it's not going to interrupt the effect.
Yeah.
Right, you got to finish the effect. But like... Yeah. So, this is really nice. The one downside is that it doesn't have Bastion in the name. Therefore, you can't use all of the specifically Bastion support.
Yes. Which is funny. Mm. Although you can play him with himself, which is kind of funny.
Can play him with himself, meaning... Oh, the original.
Counterblast 3. Yeah.
Soul Blast 3.
Yeah. To draw 4. Yeah. Hell yeah. Build your own Mega Blast. We're almost there.
Yeah, right?
There's my there's the episode title for the week. That's great.
Although, interesting that this came out like right after the new Bastion, which is...
And this thing is a triple R.
Well, yeah, because it's set after.
Right, but I just think it would have been funny if this was like, you know, a budget Bastion, right? You get it as a double R in the set after or something. Or like,
honestly, the thing this is reminding me of is the card that we all forgot existed, Solarion.
Solarion. Oh right, the ride line that no one gives a shit about.
Yeah,
the fact that I almost Googled it is enough indication, right?
Yeah. But yeah, that's what it's reminding me of, because it has a similar thing going for. Like, Solarion was like, you check the top card and then call it, if it's a normal unit, I think.
Yeah.
And then this one's like, bounce something, call a column. So they kind of have the same vibe going for it, although this one is more advantage-based. And also, the thing that this is lacking that, like, Bastion and Solarion have is, like, power. Because, like, Bastion gives a passive 5k to the front row for all your grade 3s in Solarion. Like, if you think if you, like, check a normal unit, it has a continuous effect that all your units just get 5k.
Gotcha. Yeah, that is something I didn't notice. Like, this is either reliant on Persona Ride or the things you call better give power to themselves.
Yeah.
Or get lucky with traders.
And, of course, the whole, like, needing bunch of rear guards with, or needing all three grade, or three different grades, you could technically call it grade zero, means that, like, you're going to be in a weird position where you're, like, constantly needing to fill the board.
Mm.
So, like, it kind of helps with the first effect by just drawing two cards, but, like...
I am curious about the deal, like, with Carebrae. I know he's getting reprinted.
That combo should work to give you a fifth attack.
Yeah, it's not like during main phase or something. I somehow got it in my head that it was during main phase.
No, like, I have four copies of this card because I was planning to play it with Solarion, and then I never played Solarion.
Yeah. I know I'm picking up this Graham Grace TD when that comes out, so I'll have those then. I know they only come as a one of, but at least it's like more copies out there that are easier to get a hold of. But even then, that's even more. Wait, Matt, there's your Mega Blast.
Oh, nice.
So you,
we did it.
Yeah. So you go this into the old Alden to call Carebrae, and then you use Carebrae. Old Alden
has
else.
To call a grade three, doesn't it?
I thought it was you call anything, and then if it's a grade three, you get the bonus. Let me make sure. If you have to call a grade three, then it
no,
ends
it's
there.
Anything. It's only you only draw two if you call a grade three.
There it You're is. Right. That's what I was thinking of. So there's your build a Mega Blast.
Yeah. Although Alden is also a way for you to get another attack, right?
Yeah.
Honestly, the whole like counter blast three, soul blast three to like make two attacks and draw four doesn't sound horrible, although seems very impractical depending on how much counter charge you have.
Yeah, I mean you're old Alden. Heavenly Alden, whatever the hell. At least gives himself 5k. Now, granted, you have to have some other grade 3 on board to do that, but that's at least a way to do it.
Mm-hmm. You have to have three or more grade 3 units, so you have...
Yeah, so your Vanguard himself and then something else.
One more.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So, kind of neat. I think this is one of those things where if you want to build it and it's like kind of whatever, pick it up and sit on it for a while. Because I think as you get more Bastion support that's not named Bastion, this just gets better as a card.
I mean, Keter has a lot of generic cards already. The problem is just like finding things that have like the power necessary for this to make like good pressure.
Right. Well, if it's advantage based, like, is there some kind of win con or...
It doesn't seem like it. Like, the win con is make four attacks. This seems like it's falling into the same vein as, honestly, like, Solarion, where it's, like, a deck that makes four attacks.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like, all it does.
Yeah.
So this one at least has a level of, like, survivability. So I guess we'll have to see what the rest of the support for it does.
That's true. Yeah, so and anything else we got about this before moving on?
I don't think so. And then I think we didn't get any explicit reveals for the Dragon Tree, but the vibe seems to be that there's a new one that's grade 11 and 18k, and it seems to have an effect that accelerates the ability for you to get the OT.
Okay. That's funny that they like grade 10 was already kind of a meme on its own, and they're just like, now we're gonna turn it up to 11. Now, is it dressed like the guys from Spinal Tap, or is that just for shits and giggles?
I mean, I don't know. I don't watch the anime. I'm just seeing other people post on Twitter.
Spinal Tap, the anime.
Spinal Tap is sick. Everyone should watch the movie. This is Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap is awesome.
I think about the metal detector scene in that movie so much.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't know
why.
It's just, it's an incredible scene, right? Because, like, he walks through the metal detector, and, like, he's like, all right. He takes a bunch of, like, change and keys out of his pocket, yeah. And, like, all right. And then they're like, he's like, oh, my zipper, and takes off his jacket, right?
Yeah.
And then she's running the wand over him, and there's, like, it starts buzzing around his penis. And he pulls out of his pants, and they have, like, a cucumber wrapped in aluminum foil just stuffed in his pants. It's just so good.
Spinal Tap is one of the great, like, did it come from SNL or was it just kind of like a genre parody? I can't remember.
It's a mockumentary, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So, just
they were great, rather great popular movie. Back then.
Yeah.
It's such an incredible, incredible movie.
Mm-hmm.
It's from the 80s, so it's like,
yeah. But the fact that it's like affected the zeitgeist even decades later, turning something up to 11 is
from that's where that's from. And
yeah,
Rob Reiner had, like, back in the 80s, just had, like, years of just, like, just nailing it, to be honest.
Mm-hmm. Reiner.
Mm-hmm.
Before he became the fat guy on South Park.
That's, yeah. Yeah. But this is
my precious goo.
It's actually nuts.
Yeah. Anyway, so yeah, everyone watch Spinal Tap. Great 11 Dragon Tree. So how is it faster exactly?
I don't know. I guess there's like some way for you to put an order into Seoul, it seems like, so you can just get to the win con that little bit faster.
Ah, okay. Do we see people playing it, or is there just gonna be like another Gize where they're like, all right.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I don't watch the anime, so I need to see what the actual cards do.
Yeah. I guess we'll find out, but if I think it would be funny for Bushiroad to be like, well, we made the evil deck and people aren't playing it because it sucks. All right, we gotta bump this one higher. Is it higher?
Yeah.
It's one higher. Yeah.
I mean, yeah, like, but I mean, imagine waiting 6 turns to get to your win con.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't there like a really, really old Yu-Gi-Oh card where it's like, all right, on the third standby phase after you flip this monster face up, destroy that monster or something like that. It's from like the first couple sets of Yu-Gi-Oh where they're like, mm-hmm. games are going to go that long, right? Stuff will stay there.
Final countdown. You can just say you can just use final countdown, but like,
no, not final countdown. It was,
like, I know you're not talking monster. About yeah. final. I know you're not talking about final countdown, but you can just say final countdown.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, but people actually did use final countdown.
Yeah.
It wasn't good, but you know, people didn't use it.
Just play like a million floodgates and wait 20 turns.
Mm-hmm.
That's boring.
So
imagine being on turn 19 of final countdown and your opponent draws Exodia.
That would be pretty funny.
I feel like you're just gonna lose some other way before that. Final countdown is kind of poopy.
Yeah. I don't think any of those like alternate win con decks really top anything. Maybe Exodia, but
I mean, 2018 was just like FTK's the format for Yu-Gi-Oh.
Yeah, I know they're on that on History of Yu-Gi-Oh on MBT's channel.
You mean on CMO's channel?
Yeah,
it's on MBT.
Right, because MBT's on it. Whatever. I just kind of associate it more with MBT, even though it's CMO's like show. Is that weird?
That is a little weird, but
I think it's because MBT's on top of like the.
I haven't watched History of Yu-Gi-Oh in a while. I'm now watching both of the Disease series,
mm-hmm.
both Master Roulette and Master Saga. Those are much more interesting to me for some reason. I don't know why.
I mean,
Dazeef finding new and hilarious ways to lose to himself is quite entertaining.
Dazeef is incredible because he's like, if he were by himself, I probably wouldn't be as entertained. But since he has these two goobers, Farfa and MBT, all like on the other side, it pairs really well
because
they are both incredible goobers.
Yeah.
Yes.
Farfa especially.
Yeah, Farfa is a guy that exists.
Mm-hmm. Nexus at Night, the Yu-Gi-Oh! Podcast.
Yep, there it is. Bam. All right. So we got a few options where I asked our Discord for our episode topics. So we either have How to Start Vanguard Again from a long time away, or from scratch, as that particular patron put it. How would you introduce the Legion mechanic into Standard in Vanguard? Or if how would you revitalize the tournament competitive scene if you were given the keys to Vanguard?
Actually announce your tournaments in a timely fashion.
All right, I guess we're doing that. So, how to fix the tournament scene now? What's a timely fashion exactly?
Not 3 weeks before the tournament is supposed to happen.
Yeah, it should be like 4 or 5 months before, to be honest, if people can make plans. Yes. Also,
please give people 2 months, right?
Also, not having events on the same day a set releases would also be pretty nice, or the same weekend.
I remember Yu-Gi-Oh! Doing that too, where they're like, all right, the set drops Friday, the thing's on Saturday, good fucking luck.
I mean, that happens. Like, it's pretty unavoidable, but to have one, when like your game has so few events as is, it seems like something that could be avoided, but it just never is.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But really, the thing that gets me about Vanguard is pricing.
Yeah. There's
we do have the 2 week grace period now.
That's true.
You don't actually have to get the new set right away.
Mm-hmm. But then that's frustrating in its own way because you're like, I want to play with the new stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So, I get it. And then it just moves on from there. And especially if you're someone like me or Rootbeer who lives in California, where like it's such a large state. And also, we just don't have the goddamn time to, like, I don't know how all these people are like flying all over the country or driving, if you are, to all these different states to compete in certain tournaments. Like, I remember when Worlds was in California and all the, you know, VG tubers came out here, they were like, yeah, so I'm going to this one and then I'm going to this one. And I was like, how are you able to do that?
And, some people have a lot of expendable income, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or it could also be your state is the size of Los Angeles, so it's easy to go from one state to the other.
It
just made me a little jealous was all. I don't really see myself in the future getting better at it or anything. I'm probably going to be the once a season guy.
Yeah.
And I'm definitely just going to be the once a season guy. I do, like, unless I win the lottery, I don't have the time, energy, or will to fly all over the country.
Yeah.
Trying to play this game.
And especially like you said, if money, there's not really competitive pricing in that sense. It's
you're just to hang out and play.
You're going to hang out, and it's for like the competition of the.
Well, it's just to have fun and see people, really.
Yeah,
it's like a social thing, but like, still, it is still quite expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but if I were to do that, I'd go to fighting game tournaments instead.
Have you done fighting game tournaments recently?
Not recently, no. But I am planning. I'm signed up for one in October.
Cool. Yeah. Which game?
I'm entered in KOF 15 and Street Fighter 6.
Sweet. Street Fighter 6.
I am much more confident in KOF, but I think most Street Fighter players, well, I don't know. I'm okay in Street Fighter. I'm good enough. But I'm much better in KOF. But still going to get absolutely cooked.
Yeah. I think for games that have like decent pricing, Pokemon is like the
Pokemon's pretty nuts.
Where like you have like $10,000 prize pots and stuff. Mm-hmm. So it really incentivizes you to like put the effort and the time in with deck like, building.
Prize support would be nice.
They put in a lot of time. Mm-hmm.
Like prize support is nice, but also we definitely do not have Pokemon money for that.
Yeah. Pokemon is kind of cheating too because like it's part of like this huge fucking thing, right?
The brand.
Mm-hmm. Where they Pokemon. Get to use the tournaments as basically an advertisement for their product.
More popular than Jesus.
Right. So
we're Pokemon and we're bigger than really, Jesus.
You can't like if you're a Vanguard player and you're trying to like compare yourself to Pokemon all the time, I would not.
You're not going to win that comparison.
No, but, like, Vanguard is, like, I don't know. In Japan, it's not doing the worst. Like, it's back to where, like, it's stabilized a bit in Japan. Mm-hmm. Like, it's doing okay. They're only playing D, right? Like, there's no premium, there's nothing. So,
I mean, they're starting to reincorporate premium, at least.
Yeah, I mean, it's just will the players care is kind of the question. But the game is stabilizing, and that's fine. Like, obviously, it's not going to, like, take over, like, Yu-Gi-Oh! Or fucking Duel Masters or whatever, but that's fine.
Yeah. Honestly, like, back onto the main topic, side events.
The side events at Vanguard tournaments are usually pretty uninteresting, right?
I mean, these days they just don't exist, right?
Like, really? We used to have...
Yeah,
because, like... Mets.
We just have, like, the main tournament, and then, like, last time they just had, like, a demo for Shadowverse. They didn't have any actual side events.
That's crazy. Because, like, they used to have Winamats and stuff, because they had so many extra mats, they're just like, please take these.
Yeah, and then you had, like, the clan leader thing.
Yeah, the clan leader thing. People really liked collecting the clan leader cards. Why did they stop doing this?
Yeah, like, they stopped doing that. Like, as of the last couple of times we went, like, they really could just reincorporate some side events for the people who either don't want to do the main tournament or scrubbed out of the main tournament really early.
Yeah. It's definitely, like, for people who scrub out in the main tournament, you're there with the understanding that you want to be there for, like, a good chunk of the day and, like, losing the first two rounds. Like, I still want to play, you know? But people aren't available because you're doing that. So it's either you got to find other people who scrubbed out, which is just not like usually when you scrub out of an event and you went with friends, one of your friends is always doing well, right? There's like, all right, four of us came. One of them is like cleaning house. So you're stuck there till, you know, round 10 or whatever, until they finally lose the second time. And they're like, all right, let's go. It's like that meme of the, like, bro, I'm straight up not having a good time. Like, yeah.
And God forbid they top.
Yeah, for real. So, yeah, bring back side events. I think if they're going to sunset V Premium, you could make that its own side event, right?
Totally. Also, I think a really good plan for side events, since it's just, like, not even if you don't want to give, like, actual product or whatever, just give some cool swag, right? Like, give
Like t-shirts.
Shirts. They sell the, like, Nation t-shirts, and they're really cool. I love the Stoikeia one that I have that I've worn on this show, like, 80 times. But, like, when I've walked around with it people are like, wait, they sell those? Like, they're on a rack behind a counter somewhere. And when you walk up to it, it's usually your eyes are drawn to the singles, not what's behind them. So yeah, please, like, they should have t-shirts as swag for side events. I would love for them, this is something I've been trying to get for my wedding, but I want to get, like, enamel pins of the Nation symbols or clan symbols if they want to do all 24 of those, but where, like, for me and my groomsmen, you have, like, the pin that you just put on your suit. I haven't been able to find those, like, on Etsy or anything, and Bushi doesn't make them. I feel like they should. That's something. Also, yeah, besides swag at side events, swag in the bag, right? Remember, now they just give you a single, and they're like, all right, go. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now we're getting to the point where they're giving us randomized singles.
Oh, God.
Or even worse, you do get a mat for entering, but it'll be 6 months, and you got to go to this store way the fuck out of your way. Like, God forbid you had to travel to California for that. Like, what are you gonna do for the rest of it? They're like, we'll mail it to you. I'm like, I don't trust you guys with mailing shit on time. You, like, it already took 6 months to get me to, like,
yeah, no, the last like BC, oh no, was that like Springfest?
That was Springfest, because I had to do it for you and for Rice and Scott,
where I had to go get them in there. Irritating, right? And then for BCS, they're like reprinting things like the Thigrea Order and Broken Toys, but it's like a random pack, like the tournament packs you get for going to locals.
Yeah.
Which is just like this is the most irritating way you could possibly be doing these promos for tournament participation.
And my understanding of, like, why the promo distribution is the way it is because in Japan, you have a lot more, like, just stores around.
Yeah.
But also, and like once again getting on this soapbox, our public transportation is garbage, which means that in a country like the US, getting around to your locals is like the one within driving distance, if that.
Yeah.
Versus Japan, you could just hop on a train and go boom, 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 and like get all the promos that you need to.
But like in general, like Bushiroad tournaments just feel very disorganized. Like they had that like errata campaign where at least some of the erratas, like I think it was Diantha, just like wasn't available even though they listed it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, shit like that. Like the fact that like rounds often go like 20, 30 minutes between
the rounds, or like the, all right, we're setting up and do your mulligans and oops, sorry, we reshuffled, everyone stand up.
Yeah, so, like that happened multiple times, and there was just this big like when they did it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like hopefully with Bushi Navi they can actually do pairings properly, but I also like
they have some like good things in place, like instead of the old days, or I don't know if Konami still does this with like deck lists where you have deck log as the uniform way of submitting your deck list, and that's great. That is a great tool for them. But the like for Bushi Navi or just dealing with these size of tournaments, like get your shit together. Come on.
Yeah. But yeah, they need to work on like the organization of the tournaments. Mm-hmm. Like they need to have like side of it, both in like the way the tournament is actually run on the day of, but also like communicating to people earlier. Like it's like, even with the most recent ban list, it's ridiculous that we had like 2 months between like the Japanese ban list being announced and us getting ours just kind of dumped on us unceremoniously.
Yeah.
Like they didn't even do the usual thing where it's like, oh, it's going to be coming on this date.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, they, like, it feels like we're just on the back burner right now, which is really annoying.
Didn't you, like, find something where it was, like, the West is the biggest, like, source of revenue or something?
I didn't watch through the full Different Fight video. Apparently he said that on the video, but, like, that's why I said, like, apparently.
Apparently. Okay.
Yeah.
Is it true? But, I wonder.
Yeah, like it's
impossible to prove that, or impossible to check though, so it could be true.
Yeah, because like I was too lazy when I was doing that news video to like track down the full sources for everything, so I was just using Different Fights video,
right?
That I kind of skimmed through just to get the gist of what was being said. But like, evidently, Vanguard is doing well enough that they want to like put additional focus on it in 2024, but like. Like, as it currently stands, they treat EN like second-class citizens, even though apparently we are doing okay in terms of profit.
Yeah, and, like, despite History Collection being a very flawed set, it's been selling out pretty well.
I mean, that's more a question of, like, did anyone order this set to begin with, though?
Oh, like, stores?
Yeah, like...
My selling store out. And no. What?
I was going to say, like, selling out isn't impressive if not that many people bought it to begin with.
My store and the store where the mats, where I picked up our mats in Pasadena, have gone through three separate, like, restocks. And then they've all sold out. Yeah. So I'm pretty sure that's going well for them.
Yeah. I mean, that's also a question of, like, how many did they order to begin with, right?
I don't know how many come in a case, so I'm not sure. Yeah. They ordered them one case at a time.
Okay, so that's still not like the greatest sign in the universe. Like the reason why like things like scarcity is one of them, but also like people just weren't really like buying into the set to begin with because they got burned by the last reprint set being terrible value.
Yeah.
So it might just be a case of like, well, yeah, of course you sold out. You only ordered one case.
Fair enough. But I mean, if they did it as a test and then keep doing it and then it keeps selling out, then that, you know,
yeah,
that's a good sign. So And like I know that set 12 is coming. When is it for us? October?
Yeah. But like main sets generally do okay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I'm just wondering, like, how many people overall have ordered History Collection?
Right. Yeah. Again, very small sample size. So mm-hmm. comment section, please.
Like small sample size, but yeah. also like the fact that we're only going one case at a time, I feel like says something. Because if you were expecting things to sell out, wouldn't you have just ordered like two or three cases to begin with?
Like, I guess.
And like you would have at least ordered like one or two for just for the case of for the sake of like cracking it open and selling singles, right?
Right. My locals at least didn't really do singles for a while until like a couple weeks ago. So mm-hmm. I think recently, yeah, they're starting to like pull that up again. But like for a long time, they just didn't.
Yeah. So
Pasadena one, I can't say.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, like. The consensus from most people seems to be that, like, Revival, the History Collection doesn't have a ton of value.
It's got value for deck building, but not a value in, like, selling stuff.
Yeah, it just, like, doesn't have any, like, sales value because they're all reprints that no one cares about.
Right. And, like
the only chase card is fucking Harmonix Messiah, and that shit's, like, $1 million mm-hmm. because they decide. They decided to be historically accurate
to the original Amnesty Messiah.
No, just like G era in general, back when like GRs were like one or two per case and were all like $100.
Yeah. And then they flipped each other for costs. So yeah, better prize support, side events. Let us know.
I found a thing here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. More recent one in Vanguard is actually doing quite poorly in Japan.
In Japan, interesting.
Yeah, so actually in Japan, it is being outsold by Union Arena.
Interesting.
Which went on fire immediately.
Okay.
And that's very bad.
For like a new kid on the block to immediately start.
Well, no, because it didn't go on. Like it died. It's basically just
yeah.
It basically died immediately. Mm-hmm. And it outsold Vanguard.
Yeah.
What was that from? Because
yeah, pretty much.
Because like Bushiroad's earnings call seemed positive on Vanguard, but you know, that is their like earning calls.
Yeah. The game that's exploding, of course, is One Piece.
Yeah.
Yeah, that I know. That's
Yeah, One Piece is.
Yeah.
But yeah,
ridiculous.
But yeah, if that's accurate that it's doing poorly in Japan, that does support the narrative that EN is basically funding the entire game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I just looked at the updated one here. But yeah, Union Arena is basically
dead.
Yeah. And it was number 9 where Vanguard was number 10.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know that recently there was the thing where they took it off the front page of TCG Player. Again. Yeah,
but Disney Bucks, what are you gonna do about that one?
Yeah,
at least that one's an actual card game.
And number 1 is not Yu-Gi-Oh!
It's Magic, isn't it? Or no?
No.
What is it?
In Japan. Pokemon. What? Sorry.
Pokemon.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
MTG is number 6, by the way.
Really? Okay.
Makes sense. Japan.
Then Shadow of the Fall, then Battle Spirits, then Union Arena, and then Vanguard.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty rough, actually.
So, yeah.
NA is the only hope, ? I don't know.
Yeah. Again, they are planning on focusing more on Vanguard in 2024, so it seems like they're positive about it.
Mm-hmm. I do think, like, obviously they don't listen to us because second class citizens or whatever, but I think if they really wanted to get some more, like, wind in premium sales, ban the goddamn overtrigger. If they're going to Sunset V, because that was the only thing that kept people in, like outside of standard, was that V didn't have an overtrigger. And then you had the premium stands like me and Devlin Cassidy and TIE Fighter and like all these people who are like interested in that format just for its own sake and not because of being drawn to it otherwise, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I think if they banned the overtrigger, that would go a long way for helping people get interested in the Forever format. If you want to watch other things that might help you get into the Forever format, Vita Premium Transitions on this very YouTube channel.
But also, like, a lot of people feel like the Forever format is a complete mess right now, so they could, like, do some work and actually, like, banning cards properly.
Mm-hmm. Harmonix Messiah, fix that too. That would be nice.
I mean, like, make a good premium set. We have not had a good premium set in the entirety of premium's existence.
It's all been incidental, if it's been good for premium. Did this thing work out?
You know? Like, I mean, the whole point is that, like, the actual dedicated premium sets have all been terrible. They keep just releasing the most ridiculous... Okay, actually, 2022 was fine. I don't think anything in 2022 was broken.
No, it was fine.
2022 was fine, but other than that, like, a lot of, in my opinion, the premium sets are all, like, pretty bad. Mm-hmm. Like, 2020 was a fucking disaster with Zarzan. 2019 had things like Ichikishima, Gastille, Katrina, right now Ghidorah, like all cards that like have been or could be banned.
Mm-hmm.
Just like if we could just delete everything that happened during the existence of Vanguard as a game would just be better.
See, now I'm thinking we do a video where like you have all the G stuff and then all of the standard stuff only, right?
I mean, at that point, that would just be literally standard format right now. Like, we have the Stride decks in standard, right? Like,
right.
That would just almost be standard as it is right now.
You still have G guards. Mm-hmm. No heal guards. No. Let's see. I'm trying to think of like other important thing. Like, heal guards were, I think, a good addition to the game. Let's see. I don't know. I gotta sit down and think about this. This is interesting to me.
Like, obviously we can't do that because deleting like 2-3 years of the game's history is like bad generally, although like I have to say, like, nothing good happened during the run of, like, V. Especially in premium format.
In the long run, I think, where you had...
V in isolation, I think, had some okay moments, but, like, if you look at, some premium format during, like, V's run, it was, like, leftovers from the end of G... Or the least fun leftovers from the end of G. So, like, Gize, like, being Bermuda. Able to use Ichikishima with the new Silent Tom to be unguardable.
Yeah.
Like, Ezreal Turbo.
Mm-hmm.
And then just 2020 period.
Yeah, and, like, History Collection 2020 had your things like Crystal Luster and Chain Rancor, which, while cool, were just so poorly designed.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know why we're reaching for that when you can just say Nue Dio.
Fine, Nue Dio. But that's like so easy, right?
Well, yeah, that's the point. Oh, like, you have shit like Zarzan, Nue Dio, like people, like them unbanning Taro in general was like, why did you do that?
Yeah, that was real dumb. And then meanwhile, our friend Silver is wherever they are screaming, no, bring Taro back. So, yeah, I think that those are all pretty good things that you could do, too. If not, it doesn't have to be a complete fix, but at least, like, stop some of the bleeding, you know?
Yeah.
Prize support, side events, things like that.
In general, like, the tournaments just need to be actually, like, worth going to, right? Like,
more
right
of
now.
A notification on tournaments. Which, by the way, when you give us more time to prepare, that's more time for you to prepare, Bushiroad.
Yeah,
that's for you too. That's not just us, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't really have much else. My AC is broken, and it is about 85 degrees in my apartment at nighttime. So, I am gonna go take a cold shower. But before that, thanks everybody for listening. If you want to support the show, leave a like, leave a comment. Patreon.com/NexusAtNight. You get all kinds of bonus content. Thanks to Darren Cole, Josh, Jeremy, GR, and Ali for being our $10 patrons. At Nexus at Night on Twitter, Instagram, or TikTok, and that's incredibly rare, that last one. How about the rest of us?
Find me at Wiggums, 2 G's, 2 Z's.
You can find me at Plasma Eclipse.
Find me at Atlas Novak, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Follow my YouTube channel, The Epileptic Comic, or check out my other podcast, Generation Dan, new episodes every Thursday, at Generation Dan on Twitter or Instagram. So thanks, everybody, for listening. And until next time, I was Atlas.
I'm going back to playing Armored Core.
I'm already playing Armored Core.
Damn. You guys are so committed. And have a good night, everybody.
It's been 11... 11-